during this Advent season, we have been preparing again for the coming of Jesus. We've been praying that we would not only really hear the story, the message, but we'd get the meaning of Christmas.
I want you to hear the message of Christmas again, but I pray that we would not only hear the meaning and message, but we would actually be able to take it in. That we would experience this, the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love of Christmas. Let's pray. Well, Father, as we listen again to this story, let us be grateful. May we hear it. May we be reminded of your great love for us, that you would come at great distance, at great cost, so that we would know your love and we would experience this hope and the peace and the joy and the love that you have for us. I pray, Father, let us take it in. I pray that we would experience by the power of your Holy Spirit something new this Christmas that we've never experienced before. Maybe fill us up in such a way. Lord, be glorified in our time tonight. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to take a little break and greet one another for a second as we... But does everybody have a candle? I want to make sure everybody has a candle before we start, too. And if you don't, you can raise your hand and the ushers will get you a candle. But take a moment, stand up here and greet one another before we start.
Mercy. 750 years before the day of our Lord, Isaiah wrote, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. Behold, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. And on those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of might, the spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called: The Lord is our righteousness. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. A voice cries out:
In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Rejoice greatly, O people of Zion. Shout in triumph, O people of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and he is able to save.
Rejoice, and let them say among the nations, "The Lord reigns." Rejoice with him, O heavens. Bow down to him, all gods. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For behold, I come, and I will dwell in your midst, declares the Lord.
Thank you.
700 years before God came to earth in the flesh, Micah foretold. But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be the ruler of Israel, who is coming forth from old, from ancient times. He shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. They shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be called their peace.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, that we should be saved to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. Because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust, and I will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Prophecy is fulfilled in the first year of our Lord, according to St. Matthew. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said,
"Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end."
And Mary said to the angel,
"How will this be, since I am a virgin?"
And the angel answered her,
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, will also conceive a son. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God.
And Mary said,
Behold, I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.
And the angel departed from her. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now Joseph went from Galilee to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them,
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace on whom his favor rests. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they fell down and worshipped him.
But when the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy.
Hallelujah. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exalt and give him the glory.
Our brother and dear.